Blog Talk Radio.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The police spokesman for the Afghan capital of Kabul has been fired after he posted a Facebook message endorsing the killing of a woman who was beaten to death last week.
The government is sending all the signs that it can that it will respond quickly to any suggestions that it's being weak in this. It's investigating it fully. An 11-person commission, including some prominent women MPs, has been appointed by the president to investigate what happened, and the Interior Ministry say that they will also reassess police training, see what they need to do both in Afghanistan and across the country.
BBC correspondent David Loyne reporting from Kabul. A federal lawmaker is seeking details from the Olympus Corporation, manufacturer of medical scopes that have been linked to several superbug bacteria outbreaks at U.S. hospitals, and that is going to increase pressure on that company. This is SRN News. The Department of Veterans Affairs is relaxing a rule that makes it hard for some veterans in rural areas to prove that they live at least 40 miles from a VA health site.
Critics say the VA's current policy has prevented thousands of veterans from taking advantage of a new law. It's intended to allow veterans in remote areas to gain access to federally paid medical care from local doctors. The VA says it will now measure the 40-mile trip by driving miles, not as the crow flies under the current policy. The rule change is expected to roughly double the number of eligible veterans. The VA says very few veterans have seen the private doctors since the new law took effect. Bob Agnew, SRN News.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert approved a law that brings back the firing squad in the only state that has used it in the past 40 years. Under the measure, firing squads will serve as a backup method if lethal injection drugs aren't available. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
This is Disabled Veteran Radio, hour number two. My name is Bill Apgar, host of Disabled Veteran Radio, and 100% permanent total disabled veteran with PTSD, which that should have been the correct diagnosis on the date of discharge, which means pay me. Ha ha! And it's nice and sunshiny out today. Thank you, Valerie.
Hi, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good.
You hung up on me.
I was just saying that, you know, our connection is our producer, Billy, who once helped get you into a straitjacket at your act. You had it half right. If you'd gotten him into a straitjacket, the world would have been a better place for you and me.
That's it.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist. Searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation interacts with his unique body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crying in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it!
The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Especially the traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans.
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. I got a warrant for murder out of them.
A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature didn't commit. So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead, until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
You got
PTSD!
God damn it! My life has been...
Get up there with that lady that's up on top of this Capitol Hill. That lady that stands for liberty. Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. And you won't just see scenery. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting. Fighting for something better than just jungle law. Fighting so he can stand on his own 2 feet, free and decent, like he was created. No matter what his race, color, or creed. There's no place out there for graft, or greed, or lies, or compromise with human liberty. You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You ain't nothing but hate.
On his head with those blue suede shoes.
This is Disabled Veteran Radio for March the 24th, 2015. This is hour number two. My name is Bill Apgar, host of this program, 100% permanent total disabled veteran with PTSD. I'm going to see if these headphones will work. On the line with me in this second hour is Mr. Jeffrey Burchard. He is the owner of Burchard Galleries. That's in St. Petersburg, Florida. He had a big event this past Saturday. We're going to talk about what he had there and what's coming up on the next event. Jeffrey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I can hear you. Hey, tell us about what you had at this last event and what's coming up at the next one.
Well, I can tell you a little secret about what happened at the last time. If you go to our website at Burchard Galleries, you can see the video. for sharkgalleries.com, you can see the video of all the stuff as we took it out of the house, and you can see the video of all the stuff the evening before we sold it. It's a tremendous collection. It was like 4 days, four trucks, estate antiques, fine arts, treasures collected from all over the world. As you know, Bill, we do sell at auction. We sell to the highest bidder. And most of the time, 90% plus the time, we sell it to the highest bidder regardless of price.
What was the highest thing bidded on this past weekend?
Well, I think it was a diamond brooch for $15,000.
Wow!
Now, don't let that scare you away from thinking that it's all that kind of thing. We sold art pottery for $50. We sold paintings for $500. We had 1,000 items, Bill. You know, we sell 1,000 items every 30 days. We sell things that we collect from folks just like your listeners who have these things hanging on the wall or in the closet. They don't know what to do with them, you know. I better not throw it away because someday it might be worth something, but I don't know who to ask.
That's what you say. One of these days I'll find that diamond in the rough, whether it be at a garage sale or Goodwill or a church auction, and then when I find that diamond in the rough, I bring it to Bouchard Galleries, correct, in St. Petersburg.
That would be correct. We're here 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Address?
Of course, we do a radio show on Sunday as well. You know, I'm there a little bit after that.
Yeah, your radio show is at your website, correct?
Yeah, you can listen to from our website. Yep, absolutely. Push the button, says listen to live radio, and there you are.
And your address in downtown St. Petersburg?
No, we're 2528 30th Avenue North. Don't you remember in the old days, about 15 years ago, Bill, you hosted one of my very first shows?
Oh, that's right. I thought you was in downtown St. Petersburg, but you're in the north part.
No, you're not mistaken, actually. I did start out in downtown St. Petersburg about 30 years ago. That was my very first shop downtown. And then we were there for a little while, and then we moved up to 30th Avenue, which we've been for the last 25, 30 years right there.
So if somebody... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if anybody's listening to this live program, Disabled Veteran Radio, and if people... What is it that you exactly look for, Mr. Bouchard? It can be anything, right? If they're listening right now, I mean, if they wanted to call and say, hey, I want to ask Jeffrey about something, he's on here for a few more minutes, 941-745-1490. What are some of the stuff that you look for?
Well, I'll tell you some things. Where the biggest sleepers are is the world of art, old paintings and pictures, and especially the ones that you can't figure out the name. We have tools in our gallery that allows us to plug in a few letters of anyone's last name if they're an artist and come up with artists who have those letters included in their name. You may give me four letters and the artist's name may be 15 letters long, but we'll come up with a list of whoever is in that list who has any of those four letters in their name, and we'll be able to choose from that list to see who. Let's say we have a painting of ships in a harbor. Well,
yeah.
They're going to pump out a list of about 20 or 30 names that have those four letters, and then we'll take a look at the list and see if any of those people are famous for painting ships in the harbor. And then we'll come up with a few names, we'll narrow the list down, and then we'll take a look at the artwork itself that they've been known to produce. So we find the name, we see if there's any similarities in the artwork, and then we compare the signatures, and then we think about the time period in which the piece was created as far as the age of the canvas and the style of the frame. And if all the checks are on the right side of the boxes, then we know we can attribute the picture to somebody. And sometimes, you know, more often than not, turn it into lots of money.
Have you ever had at your auction, like, say, a celebrity did a piece like, you know, John Lennon used to doodle, or the famous magician Harry Blackstone Sr. used to doodle characters? Have you had any of that in your gallery?
Absolutely. Every month we sell over 100 to 150 works of art, many of which, in fact, most of which are listed artists that have had proven sales records. We've had Picasso's and Moreau's, and we've had some pictures by a guy by the name of Antonio Bandeira, not the actor, but a Brazilian artist.
Wow.
His pictures, well, we set a record for him. They went for $180,000 apiece. We had three of them. And the lady came in and she said, I have these pictures that I was with my parents in 1957, and I was 8 years old, and we bought them from the starving artist in his Paris apartment for $1,000, and I don't want to sell them, but I have to sell them, and I don't want to take less than $5,000 for them. She got $180,000 each.
You know, like, you know, the big band guy, the Spanish guy, Xavier Cugart, how he used to draw his characters. Have you ever seen anything like that?
I have.
Oh, you have?
I'm going to be walking outside here. I'm getting into my car, actually.
Oh, all right. Well, anyways, give us your website one more time. That's...
Hang on a second. I'll be right there.
Oh, all right. Let me. I could give it as Jeffrey Burchard enters his vehicle off to another city, and it could be... Where are you going? Hillsborough, Pinellas
Hang
County?
On, I'm just,
all right.
I think it's a...
Jeffrey Burchard, that's Burchard.
There we go.
BurchardGalleries.com is the website. That's where you can go listen to past archive radio programs of his program. Burchard Galleries, where people call in to talk about what they may have, artwork, fine china. You know what? You're like the Howard Cosell of auctioneers. You come up with all these big adjectives and adverbs. I get tickled pink when I watch your videos, and that's in a good way.
Yeah, you sent me a note the other night, man. It's 2 a.m.
Yeah,
leave me alone.
I was watching your video, and it's like you see the guys, you see your security guy, they know the video's coming, they're standing right there, and then all of a sudden they duck down. That should be like on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It was. They were not prepared for that. That video was like at 6:30. Hey, let's do a video. And at 6:45, it was done, you know.
And how many people ended up looking at that particular video? 1,000?
Yeah, it was over 600 yesterday morning.
Wow. And what?
600 lookers in less than 24 hours. It was pretty good.
You know, when I engineered your radio show, you received all these great calls, and I remember stuff like people had of Abraham Lincoln. What was on your last radio show that you can remember that, you know, something along those lines that belonged to Napoleon, or this was Babe Ruth's spittoon or something like that?
Well, I can tell you, in yesterday's auction, we had a letter from General Sherman. We had signed documents from John Quincy Adams. We had them from Mussolini. We had they were all PSA DNA authenticated. PSA DNA are the last word in authentication when it comes to autographs and ephemera, paper and collectibles, things like that.
PSA DNA?
PSA DNA, yep.
Oh, wow. What does the PSA? I know PSA stands for Public Service Announcement.
I don't think it stands for that in this case. I really haven't researched it, but I know that when you say PSA DNA, and you have that stamp of approval on anything, you know, it's like E.F. Hutton speaking. You know, everything goes quiet, and everybody says, you know, gives you a nod of reverence. You know, there are coin guys too, PGS or PCGS or something like that, professional coin grading system, PCGS. When you have those guys in the stamp of approval, there's no question. You know, you tell somebody, I have this coin, and it has this stamp of approval, end of story. Here it is. How much do you want? Here's the money. It's not, well, I'll send it back if it's not real, and blah, blah, blah. But there's no argument. That's it. You know, that's the top word you can get. So,
now,
these out there.
Now, Burchard Galleries been in business for over 30 years. The next 30 years, where do you see yourself going? Do you see yourself expanding like a home shopping network?
I like to be hands-on. I like to visit with the folks myself. And it is a hands-on business because, to get all the things we sell, we talk to folks just like your listeners who have something for sale and they don't know who to call, and we have to actually go out and talk to people and see what they have, talk about their expectations. We talk about what we think things might sell for, and if we're both on the same line of playing fields, and then we take the things to auction. And most of the time, we do much better than we ever thought we would, because once you get in the auction arena where only one person can leave the room with it, and that's the person who gives you the most money, you know, figure this. If Bill Gates and Donald Trump walked into a room and they both wanted the same item, it doesn't matter what that item is. It's going to go for big money.
You're right.
Because neither one will want to leave without it, number one. Number two, it becomes a war of egos. And then it becomes a war of wit. It has nothing to do with what you're selling. That has happened in many instances where people who have big egos walk in the room. Not that Bill Gates or Donald Trump have big egos. I'm just using that as an example of someone who has a large amount of indisposable income that could pretty much buy whatever they wanted.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. If you have an item that you think that you need to sell or get rid of, or you don't know if it's worth any money, First off, you need to go to BouchardGalleries.com and then listen to his show live through his website Sunday morning at 10 a.m., right?
10 a.m., yes, indeed. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., 1 hour long and strong, the fastest hour in radio.
All right, my friend. There's Mr. Jeffrey Bouchard, and I have your song ready to play as you leave Disabled Veteran Radio. You know what song that is, right?
It's going to be The Auctioneer.
Leroy Van Dyke for Jeffrey Bouchard here on Disabled Veteran Radio. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much.
See you, Bill. Thanks, Al.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 now, 60. Will they give me 60 now, 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there? There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma, and she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, or now $30, 30, will they give me 30, make it 30, bid upon my $30, will they give me 30, who'd it be the $30 bid? $30 bid, or now 35, will they give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, and I'll afford it, $40, will they give me 40, make it 40, bid, and I'm all a $40, on we live 40, who'd bid a $40 bid? $40 bid, and now 45, will they give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid at a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the top in all the land, and let Paul give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, and I'll bid it. I'll bid it. Will they give me 50? Make it 50. Bid it all. $50. Will they give me 50? Who'd bid a $50 bid? $50 bid, and now 55. Will they give me 55? Make it a 55. Bid a 55. Sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for them? I'm a 25, I'll get 35, another 50, make it 50, bit of wrong, 59, 60, will they give me 69, 75, and 85, and 95, 100, and 25, and 50, 75, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5.
There it is. That is a Leroy Van Dyke, The Auctioneer song. That is for Mr. Jeffrey Bouchard. I'm just talking to him on the other line. He will be coming on next Tuesday at 4:30, 4:30 till 5 p.m. Write it down. That's right. Write it down. Mr. Jeffrey Bouchard will be on next week from 4:30 till 5 o'clock here on 1490 on Disabled Veteran Radio. Write that down. All right, here's Drunken Bassist. They're from Oldsmar. They were playing at Dunedin Brewery a couple weeks ago. This is one of their other songs, and we're playing it on Disabled Veteran Radio.
Actually, Jim wrote this next song. He wrote the lyrics, and Vera, I mean, he wrote the music, along with Tom Petty. And Vera wrote the lyrics. All these songs are original. All right. Change.
Nothing wrong.
All right, there is that's Drunken Bassist. All right, Jeffrey Bouchard, I'll see you later. All right, my friend? Peace out. There is Jeffrey Bouchard. I was just finished with them. He's going to be on next week. Mr. Bouchard owns Bouchard Galleries in St. Petersburg, Florida. And if you have a gold watch or you think you have something worth money, a painting, there you go, Valerie. How you like that, Mr. Bouchard? You've heard of him, right? Jeffrey Bouchard. So how you doing out there? We have 30 minutes left in the show. 941-745-1490. Are you listening to this radio program? We are live. It is March the 24th, Tuesday. My name is Bill Apgar, the host of Disabled Veteran Radio and 100% permanent total disabled veteran with PTSD. Roger P. Showman, the guy, the news guy from Q105, he says, tell people that you're a broadcaster first and that you are a disabled veteran second. I will do that. But please, help Disabled Veteran Radio stay on the air. We would like to expand our radio broadcast to FM stations throughout Florida. We'd like to be on Sirius Satellite Radio, which my subscription ran out, and I'm not really listening to it right now, but hopefully, you know, if somebody plugs us into Sirius Satellite Radio, then me and Valerie will have a free subscription to Sirius Satellite. Also, you can host your own radio program here on WWPR. Did I say three W's or two W's? Let me rewind that. You can host your own program here on WWPR 1490 by calling Valerie during the day at 941-745-1490. 941-745-1490. And the reason that we do the program is because we're like Don from Largo. We want somebody to listen to us. You think that my local congressman, Gus Belarakis, would listen to me? No. You're going to interview Gus Belarakis, Bill. We're going to push you around. We're going to push you around. Yes, we will. Do I have that on there? I thought I have it here. Oh, here it is. Listen to Gus Belarakis, nice guy. But his two PR people push me around and won't let me ask him questions here on Disabled Veteran Radio. Let's see if we can get this playing right now. Here we go. 100% disabled veteran, host of Disabled Veteran Radio, Bill Apgar. At Congressman Gus Belarakis' town hall meeting at River Ridge High School, March 14th, 2017. This video proves how even my local Congressman Gus Michael Belarakis' people, Michael and this other woman in a white t-shirt, her name's Summer, pushed me, 100% disabled veteran, around and saying I'm not allowed to ask any questions proves they don't really care. I'm sure that Gus cares, but Liz called me and said, oh, we're so sorry. That's Gus Belarakis' main lady. She's really nice to me. She goes, I scolded those people. Well, that doesn't mean anything. They need to be fired. Here's the audio from it here. Let's check it out. Then I'll play Representative Corrine Brown and never push me around. See, he looked right at me and he says, are you going to ask me questions? And I say, yes. Yeah. She says, that was Summer, Congressman Gus Belarakis' lady. She says, I can't let you stand there. So I swing around to the other side. Stand right next to Sally Marmaduke from Bay News 9. Then I'm told that I'm a fire hazard blocking the door when she's standing right in front of the door. It's hard to hear the questions that she's asking because everybody's talking.
Other times, you know, it's a referral. They go to a particular area. I have caseworkers here as well.
Gus Bilirakis' GQ guy. He's about 22, 23. He's got some big biceps. Sally Marmaduke, who was googly-eyed over GQ Michael, he's about ready to push me here and tell me that I'm standing in the way.
Well, it's very important. It's my most important thing. Again, well, our veterans sacrifice for us. And we owe them now, and we help them as much as we possibly can. Whether it's PTS, TBI, their injuries, get them to the proper place. They need the care.
Like I said, it's hard to hear Gus Bilirakis asking these questions, though I'm standing right next to him at the front door with Sally Marmaduke from Bay News 9. But here comes the push. Now he's blocking my way. I can't get my shot that I want, my camera view. He just keeps on standing in my way.
So we want to educate the veterans so they know where to go. And again, training.
You need to move over. You're blocking the entrance.
Oh, did you hear him? Oh, you need to move over. You're blocking the entrance. Though Sally Marmaduke, who Gus is talking with too, she's standing on the. I'm standing right by her in the doorway. This is what I talk about. This guy, man, Michael Cinnamon or whatever his name is. Mr. GQ wants to be a badass. Well, you're not.
I can stand right here. She's standing right here, so don't tell me that I can't stand
here. Blocking the entrance.
I'm standing right here.
She's not in front of the door, though. I'm standing here.
Yes, she is, Mr. Knucklehead. She is standing right in front of the door. Go to my Facebook page, Bill Apgar, and you can see where Sally Marmaduke from Bay News 9 is standing right where I'm standing.
I'm right here. I'm standing right here, brother.
You're blocking the entrance. And that's a fire hazard.
I'm right here where she is.
But she's not in front of the entrance, though.
Mr. Bilirakis?
Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can I ask you one question?
Thank you, Robert.
What about HR 975, the mental health review? Can I... Gus, why? This is what I talk about, Gus. Gus...
So there is Lady Summer, because I wanted to talk about H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act, which will help fully compensate disabled veterans who were misdiagnosed. But his woman there, Summer, you know, I want a name call big time. I want to call her every name in the book, because I hate it. She's going to tell me that I can't ask about H.R. 975. This is the bullcrap, even that work for congressmen and senators. You try to call a congressman or senator, you can't, because you have to go through this bullcrap by talking to knuckleheads. This is why I name call all the time, because of people like this. Now, this video follows up with the lady who I got to interview at this town hall meeting. She didn't go berserk. And then we'll follow that up with Representative Corrine Brown, who I talked to for 7 minutes and 25 seconds back on October the 2nd in Orlando. She didn't push me around. But Gus Bilirakis' people did.
This is what I talk about all the time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your service, sir. Appreciate it.
Now, why is it that she's allowed to ask questions and I'm not allowed to ask questions? Can you tell me that?
Because
this is what makes me mad all the time.
Excuse me, you don't get the camera out of my face for a second.
Well, you did her, right? You did right. You did her. You don't want to interview?
Her approach was more delicate than your
I'm,
approach.
I'm
you're
telling.
Being very aggressive.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
you're
you
pushing
are.
Me.
Sir, I didn't put my hand
yeah,
on
you. Did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Get out of here.
Yes, you did. You pushed me from that door.
I'm get
in
out
the,
of here.
I'm in the same. I'm in the
okay.
same. All right, whatever. Man.
Tell me.
He's a knucklehead.
I'm telling you, man, this is what makes...
Michael Simonon.
He's a man, but what?
I don't know.
Don't get mad, just smile.
That's what I do.
All right.
So I just say, I'm glad I supported your rights to do what you're doing, being a
veteran. Right. You wait a minute, I'm going to tell you something really funny.
Will you, can I talk to you?
Yeah,
all right.
I've got to tell you
something.
Well, now I'm showing a sign where... On the sign, the B-I-L-K was gone, and it just said Raucous. Raucous. Here's a nice lady that I did an interview with. She was nice.
This here is Bill Apgar with Disabled Veteran Radio, 100% permanent total disabled veteran with PTSD and host of Disabled Veteran Radio, down in Bradenton, Florida on 14-9. Or you can go to my website, Bill Apgar, APGAR.com. We do the show to inform disabled veterans that there's thousands of disabled veterans that have been misdiagnosed with personality disorders when it should have been PTSD. What's your name now? Gene, look at your camera. Gene, what's your last name?
My last name is Ufalasi.
Gene Ufalasi?
Ufalasi.
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 And what is the organization that you're with? Keep looking.
American Gold Star Moms.
American Gold Star Moms. And what are you here today at this town hall meeting?
We're here to educate the public about the service symbols, which started World War II. Blue Star Moms, when you have a family member serving in the military, and you can display a blue star on your home so everybody knows that you have someone serving. Then if they get injured, their star turns silver, and you display a silver star, and then there's a gold star if your family member has died. You proudly display your gold star.
Wow. And now how long did your son was in the service?
My son was a Marine for 11 years.
What's his name?
Staff Sergeant Patrick Dalton. And I also have another son, Thomas Dalton, serving in the Navy.
Oh, aboard what aircraft?
Submarine.
Oh, submarine.
Submariner, nuclear sub, yes.
Now, if people out there would like to donate to American Gold Star Mothers Incorporated, what would be the website?
AGSM.org, American Gold Star Mothers.
And reintroduce yourself again.
Jean Ufalasi. I am reporting secretary for the Tampa Bay chapter. Gold Star Mothers. And I want to thank you, everyone who has served in the military, for any family members that support their families that have served.
And Gene, what do you think about there's two bills. Can I ask you one question real quick? There was a bill passed, the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention Bill, right? To give the VA more money to hire more psychiatrists. They won't listen to my current VA psychiatrist, but there's a bill out there that will pay it. HR 975, the Mental Health Review Act. I couldn't. It's still a rocket, you know. But what do you think about that? It's been sitting in the subcommittee for way over. Have you ever heard about the HR 975, the Mental Health Review Act?
I haven't, but there are way too many people that die from PTSD and commit suicide and suffer their whole life. It's something that can stay deep inside you and then just come out. And I know a lot of people that do suffer from it, and I believe that every penny needs to go.
All right. Once again, this is Bill Apgar, Disabled Veteran Radio. Reintroduce yourself again.
Jean Ufalasi.
And your website?
AGSM.org.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
It's Jean Ufalasi, Gold Star Moms. Wonder what the star would be when you have a grease gun up your pooper scooper 360. That's what happened to me, and that's how I got paid. What are you talking about, Bill? Grease gun up your pooper scooper 360. That's right. Never mind. If you want to find out my story, BillApgar.com. A is an apple, P is in Paul, G is in grapefruit, A is an apple, R is in radio. That's where you go to click PayPal. That's where you go to donate money, or you can send me a check to Bill Apgar, P.O. Box 262, Oldsmar, Florida, 34677. Next week, 4:30 to 5 o'clock, do you have something that you think is worth money? A painting? Something that was signed by Abraham Lincoln, Harry Truman, Bill Clinton? Hey, does somebody have something signed by me? Silverware from the 17th century. Old Chester drawers. Does somebody say old Chester drawers? Well, the guy that can tell you what they're worth, Jeffrey Burchard from Burchard Galleries, will be on next week, 4:30 to 5 o'clock. So start sending me pictures of your stuff. Do you have stuff at your house? You don't know how to get it on your text or put it on your computer? Have your nephew, your niece, your 16-year-old grandchild, granddaughter, come over, take a picture of your stuff, and then send it to me. Email it to me, bill@billapgar.com. That's bill@billapgar.com. A is in apple, P is in Paul, G is in grapefruit, A is in apple, R is in radio. Once I get the picture, I can send it to Mr. Burchard. That way, he knows what it is when you call in what you want to talk about. The coins, some old paintings, you know, old artwork. Like you said, at his auction that he has every month, they sell over 1,000 items. Stuff from $100 to $15,000. There's something for everybody at Burchard Galleries. And his website, Burchard, B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D, Galleries, G-A-L-L-E-R-I-E-S, BurchardGalleries.com. Now, like I said, Mr. Gus Bilirakis, who his people, Summer and Michael, pushed me out of the way. Let me play you this piece from Representative Corrine Brown, October the 2nd, 2014, at the new facility in Orlando, which is $1 billion over budget. They're over $1 billion, the Orlando facility. Here's Representative Corrine Brown, 7 minutes and 25 seconds on Disabled Veteran Radio, and she never pushed me out of the way once.
This here is Bill Apgar with BillApgar.com, independent journalist out of Tampa, for also for other veteran websites. We're here with Representative Corrine Brown. What's the district?
5.
District 5, and that's Pasco County, parts of Pasco?
No. But I tell people it's most of Florida.
Oh, it's most of Florida.
And I represent all of the veterans in Florida.
I have been watching Representative Corrine Brown for the past couple of months on the Veterans Affairs, and you've been pretty spot on.
Yes.
What are some of the questions that you'll have today for Mr. Robert McDonald?
No, I've been with him all day.
Oh, you've been with him all day?
I've been with him.
What's some of the questions that they've asked over the past 2 days at different facilities?
No, it's been great.
It's been great?
Because I've been with him all today.
All right.
And so I started out this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
And we did kind of a town hall meeting with the veterans groups.
All right.
And then we came out here and went to the university. Wow. To the medical school.
This is a nice facility. I do like this.
Yeah, and let me tell you about this facility. The hospital is not ready.
All right.
But this area is ready, and I was instrumental in getting it open, because why should we wait until the entire hospital when we have over 120 veterans in this facility as we speak?
You were saying that the other day in front of what hearing was that? You were saying
the Veterans Affairs Committee.
That's correct.
And I talked about it, and we phased it in the opening. Mm-hmm. And so now we have 120 veterans in this beautiful facility. And all of these workers love working here.
It is a nice facility. Now, how many will this house? How many people will this house?
Well, I know it's 120 on each end, I think.
120.
Yes.
And you were at Tampa yesterday, too?
No, I wasn't. I was with them all day in Orlando.
Oh, because yesterday you were there.
Yeah, I understand they've had 3 days in Florida, which is great.
And where will Robert McDonald be going after his Orlando visit?
I'm not sure, but I do know why he was, before he came here, he went to the Tampa, but he also went to St. Pete, where they do most of the processing. So I'm sure you'll ask him all of those questions.
Well, I'm glad that you are very supportive of the veterans, but one good question is, there's a lot of veterans issues that get swept under the rug, you know. For instance, let's talk about like the NFL and the violence against women, you know. You never hear anybody talking about the violence against the disabled veterans, you know. Or if the Veterans Administration wants you to know about military sexual trauma, they want you to think it's some male and female officer getting drunk in a hotel room.
Okay, the thing that we want to keep focused on, is how can I assist the veteran?
Yeah.
And one of the problems that we've had, and the secretary will talk about that, is working with the Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs. A lot of the issues that the veterans, like yourself, experience is because when you transfer out, the paperwork don't transfer out. It's not talking to each other. But more than that, when you transfer out, you're a young man, you think, oh, I'm ready. But then 20 years later, you meet us, and then we have to track down your paperwork.
Can you explain the process in a thumbnail sketch of the process of how people, you know, you always hear, like the disabled veteran, contact your congressman, that'll open up more.
Well, to me, we should be the last resort.
Last resort.
Yeah, because the system in itself should be one that you use a friend. But I believe in personalized service. So if you, when I hear people say, well, 90 days, well, why would you wait 90 days? If you got a problem, you know, if it hasn't been resolved in 30 days, then you need to be picking up that phone. You need to be, don't be a victim.
Don't be a victim.
That's right.
That's right.
And the first, my friend, Jesse Brown.
Jesse Brown.
Yeah, he was the first secretary when I was elected. And he said, put a veteran first. And you know, the VA is 75 years old. And we have to modernize and update ourselves and have a makeover. But I still think it's one of the best ways to provide services to the veterans.
And when is your town hall? Are those every month or every other month when you have a town hall? Like you have those little phone things like every...
Yeah, right. I have. I have found that if I have a town hall meeting, it's the same people.
Now, have you...
But when I have a town hall on the telephone...
Yeah.
Thousands of people will chime on.
Now, have you and Representative Miller and Mr. David Jolly and Mr. Gus Bilirakis and Mr. Mark Rubio thought about like having like a big powwow town hall where you guys all come together and where all these veterans could come out and ask you questions? Because
well, the thing that you need to understand is that we had one this morning with a various service organization, and the secretary will tell you he had one of the...
You notice when I ask her that, if Marco Rubio and her and Representative Miller and Gus Bilirakis and everybody can come together for a big powwow, she didn't answer that question. But that's okay. She didn't push me around.
Biggest response.
Wow.
Members coming out than anywhere he's been in the country. So he'll tell you all about that.
All right, we're going to hear about that here. And you're going to be introducing Mr. Robert McDonald, I think.
I don't know, but I'm here.
She's here.
He is here.
Well, she's here. She's here to help us disabled veterans.
That's right.
And you know, when I got out, I went right to journalism school.
Mm-hmm.
But
where did you go to school?
I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And did the GI Bill pay for it?
I didn't do the GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is an important bill out there now that's been sitting in the subcommittee over a year, and you may be aware of that. That's called H.R. 975.
Mm-hmm.
The Mental Health Review Act. Now, the young fellow who's a representative over there on the east coast of Florida, I can't remember his name right offhand. He's a sponsor of that bill, but he said that he's the minority.
That's a Congressman Hastings. I couldn't remember it right then and there. Congressman Hastings.
And Boehner's the majority, and that's why that bill sits there. Because you know, if that gets passed, there'll be many disabled veterans.
Well, you know, and I think the first president of the United States, George Washington, said how we treat veterans will determine whether or not people want to join the military, no matter how noble the cause. And I believe that. And so people wait.
Yeah, if people know that you're going to get a grease gun up your pooper scooper 360, I don't think people would want to join the military.
Veterans as to whether or not they want to participate in the VA. And I am kind of despondent sometimes when I hear negativeness about the VA. Now, it is not perfect, but I've been elected for over 27 years. I've never seen a perfect bill, but I've seen perfect stars.
All right, reintroduce yourself again.
Congresswoman Corrine Brown.
And what's your website?
www.corrinebrown.com.
And you know who you remind me of sitting here? You remind me of the actress off the Enterprise ship. That lady, what's her name? She was always on the controls next to Spock and behind Captain Kirk.
Yeah. All right.
There she is, and hopefully we'll get some good stuff from Robert McDonald. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Let me give you a card.
Hey,
come on.
Oh, wow, there she is, Representative Corrine Brown. She didn't push me around. She likes to wear red. And since she was nice to me, we're going to play a song for Representative Corrine Brown. It's how you say this guy's name? Chris DeBerg, Lady in Red. For Representative Corrine Brown on Disabled Veteran Radio. Whoop, whoop.
Shine so bright.
Disabled Veteran Radio, Lady and Red, for Representative Corrine Brown, and also for my friends Roy and Cindy in the Hudson, Florida area. This is Bill Apgar. Thank you for listening to our two-hour radio program today. Disabled Veteran Radio, brought to you by me, BillApgar.com. A is in apple, P is in Paul, G is in grapefruit, A is in apple, R is in radio. Go there, donate some money. Help me stay on the air next week, Jeffrey Bouchard. You have an item that you'd like to find out if it's worth any money, paintings, autographs, sterling silver. He'll be on next Tuesday from 4:30 till 5. If you'd like to keep the donations, send us a check or money order, P.O. Box, Bill Apgar, P.O. Box 262, Oldsmar, Florida, 34677. And my cell, 727-678-1219. 727-678-1219. All the best. May God bless. This is Bill Apgar for Disabled Veteran Radio.
You got me sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit.